Good evening and welcome to Abide Forever. My name is Dr. Ebony Robinson and I welcome you guys back into this broadcast. I'm going to be sharing with you all a series of messages on a call to consecrate. The Lord God Almighty is calling his people to consecrate, to give ourselves up to him fully. This is a message that I recently shared at New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church at their youth revival. And the pastor there is my pastor. It's the church where I grew up. His name is Pastor Ricky L. Sykes. And so I just wanted to share these messages with you all on Abide Forever because this call is a call unto the people of the Lord. And so like Isaiah, soundeth the alarm to the nation of Judah, so am I sounding the alarm to the Lord God Almighty's chosen people. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church.
Amen, amen, amen. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. All right, because there's a whole lot of stuff that is in the house, and it's good stuff, it's needed stuff, it's stuff that on the outside of these walls you're just not getting. And so sometimes it's important that we assemble in the right place so that we can get the portion that the Lord God Almighty has set before us. Hallelujah. I stand tonight, hallelujah, to bring a word from the Lord to this generation of young people. Hallelujah. To speak to your mind, to speak to your heart. And at every stronghold that is opposing the word, the way, the path, and the will of God in your life, that it will come down tonight in the name of Jesus. That all opposition and resistance to his will and his way will crumble and fall. Not later, but tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That the tricks, traps, and schemes of the enemy be exposed so that we can properly maneuver, not tomorrow, but tonight. Hallelujah. If you've been paying attention, you see that the trees are starting to bud. Everything is coming alive again, okay? Not because it was dead in the sense that it was just dead. It was just in a season of its life where the Lord brought it to a state of barrenness. Hallelujah. But right now, as we look into creation and in nature, we see that the Lord God Almighty is restoring. Hallelujah. He's bringing the trees back, the grass back, the flowers back. And guess what? He has established in this place the spirit of revival that he might bring us back. Hallelujah. That's you. That's me. That's his children. Listen, this message tonight, I declare it right now, it will not miss its intended mark because the Lord our God does not fail. Hallelujah. Everybody, please stand with me. Hallelujah. I want to speak as an invocation, and I ask that you repeat after me the 67th Psalm. Hallelujah. The 67th Psalm, if you will, repeat after me. God, be merciful unto us and bless us. And cause his face to shine upon us. That thy way may be known upon the earth. Thy salvation amongst the nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God.
Let all the people praise thee.
Then shall the earth yield its increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. You may be seated in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And so I thank Pastor Sykes for inviting me to share in this sacred hour with you all. I thank the youth pastor, Pastor Price, and Minister LaGuinta Steele for the gracious invite. I'm delighted to just be here and to be able to share with you in these two nights of revival. I thank God for the leadership here, for family, for friends, for my mother who has been steadfast and unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord ever since I known her. So I'm a credit 43 years, but I know she's been going hard longer than that. Listen, for the great eight that she, by the grace of God, brought into this world. I'm grateful today to be in the presence of my friends and my family. Hallelujah. And so there is a word from the Lord tonight. If you will, just bring your Bibles to the first chapter of Isaiah. That's going to be our focus, the first chapter of Isaiah. Hallelujah. I heard it read in the scripture tonight. And I was told that the theme for this revival is that we are more than conquerors. And that's absolutely true, okay? The Kennedy read to us in the scripture, Romans 8 and 37. She said, yet in all these things, we're more than conquerors, all right? And I think it's important that we really understand why we're more than conquerors. And why isn't it just a conqueror to more than a conqueror? Hallelujah. There's layers to it. And so if we back up in those verses at verse 35, and I'm not preaching yet, I'm just telling you what thus said the Lord. At verse 35, what did the word of the Lord says? He said, what? Who shall separate us from the love of God? He said, what? Shall tribulation or distress? You got problems? We all got problems. Persecution? Famine, nakedness, the sword of your enemy. He said, what? The word of the Lord says that for your sake, we're killed all day long. We're led out as sheep to be slaughtered. Then he shows up and says, yet in all, not some of these things, but in all these things, we're more than conquerors. Why is this the case, y'all? This is the case, and I'm going to preach this Isaiah, but this is the case because the Lord has established a boundary of love all around us, right? And so even though tribulation rises and swells against us, because God Almighty has set a boundary in place, tribulation can only go so far. Persecution can only go so far. And sometimes it goes real far. But in those cases, that's just the portion of the Lord that has been ordained. But God says to us, no weapon that is formed against you shall be able to prosper. Why? Because he set a boundary for it. Listen to me. This boundary is so important that we understand, because it helps us to be able to understand what this, the call that the Lord is bringing us to tonight, and then the posture that he's asking us to take on tomorrow night. You've got to understand the love of God, okay? Listen to me. The love of God is a boundary. Okay, the word of the Lord says to us, let me read it to you, Jeremiah 5 and 22. Hallelujah. The Lord says, I made the sand a boundary for the sea, an everlasting barrier. It cannot pass. The waves may roll, but they cannot prevail. They may roar, but they cannot cross it. Why? Because God has established a boundary. And that is what his love has done for us. He sprinkled all this sand of love all around us, right? Hallelujah. So that when where the ocean is concerned, the wave can swell as high as it wants. But when it gets to that sand, what happens? It's got to draw back.
it cannot transgress the boundary. And so the Lord has sprinkled sand all around you, right? And he's saying, you're more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. And because I'm not telling you that these weapons are not going to form against you. I'm not telling you that the enemy is not going to raise his sword against you. I'm not even telling you that you won't see tribulation in your lifetime. You will see all these things. But in all these things, I declare that you are more than a conqueror. Why? Because I've sprinkled sand all around you so that when those waves come in, hallelujah, he says, if you will just stand still, you will see the salvation of the Lord. Okay? But the enemy is banking on you giving up, shrinking back in fear, throwing in the towel. But we're not doing that. Amen? Okay. So we got some understanding. We're going to move on. Hallelujah. I've invited you guys to come and look at this first chapter of Isaiah, because when we think about revival and being made alive again, being restored and renewed, we have to ask ourselves, Lord, what are you shaking me up for? Okay. And so I submit to you tonight that the Lord is shaking you up and calling this generation to a life of consecration. Okay. I said he's calling you to consecrate. He said it's not an option. It is necessary. So in all of these parts and things that you like to skip over and not pay attention to, the Lord says, don't miss this word, because you can't afford to miss it. He says, I'm calling you to consecrate. Now listen, everything that God does has purpose, right? When Lazarus was dead 3 days and the Lord raised him up, for what purpose was that? He raised him up so that the disciples would know and that others would know that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. So I said, Lord, well, we're coming into the space of revival. To what end and for what purpose? He says to consecrate. To consecrate. Hear me, hear me, hear me, hear me, hear me. The word of the Lord will not miss its mark in this place. Hallelujah. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking right now that the renewal and the revival would begin, hallelujah, in this sanctuary and in the sanctuary of our hearts. Hallelujah, Lord God. Wake up those who are falling asleep. Hallelujah. Anchor the soul that is drifting away from you. Unclog the ears of those who have determined that they don't want to hear what it is that you have to say. Father God, we're asking for you, Lord Jesus, a work that only you can do by your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to wake up, hallelujah, your people and recommission us for your purpose. Hallelujah. In this place, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen to me. Consecration is not for old people. Okay? Consecration, let me say that one more time. Consecration is not for older. I ain't so say old. Y'all might be mad at me. Older people. Okay? Consecration is for all of us. We all have to consecrate. And let me tell you, when I was younger and I heard the word consecration, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, but I got time. Yeah. Because maybe in the 80s and 90s, things wasn't as intense as they are today. So in my mind, I thought I had time. And guess what? Maybe I did have a little bit of wiggle room. But the Lord God Almighty is saying tonight, you don't have that luxury. You've got to consecrate now. And he says, it's not an option. It's not an option. Listen to me. My two-year-old, she looks at me and she says, Mama, I want to go shopping. I love shopping. At two, she's closer to two than she is to three. And when she says, Mama, I want to go shopping, she understands the word, the action, and the benefit. So if she understands the word, the action, and the benefit of her request, she should be able to consecrate. See, we're sitting around like we don't know what's going on, but I'm gonna give you the credit tonight that you deserve, because I know that you know. I know that you know. Hallelujah. And I'm speaking to your heart by way of the Holy Spirit, and He's saying, give yourself up. Give yourself up. That's the word. Hallelujah. Now, why do you need to give yourself up? Why? Because you're younger, you're faster, you're smarter. You're more resilient than you know. Listen, the things that you're up against today, we didn't have to worry about all of that stuff. So if we had to deal with the pressures and the things that you're dealing with, we'd probably be in the same state as you. So the Lord says that your consecration, you giving yourself up to Him, He says it can't wait. It cannot wait. He says it is now. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. I heard some things about this generation. The people say y'all lazy. That's what they saying. They say you don't want to work hard for nothing. They said, you not built like other generations. Hallelujah. That's what they said. Listen to me. They said, y'all don't even play outside anymore. Yeah, that's where we are right now in the year of our Lord, 2023. But listen to me when I say this to you. The Lord God Almighty says, you as you are, I want you and I want to use you, because He's looking for a day-to-day generation for today's problems. You're not supposed to be built like past generations. God built you the way that you need to be in order to serve this current age. So don't disqualify yourself because you don't play outside. Don't disqualify yourself because you're not built like past generation. Their work was different. Hallelujah. But guess what the Lord God Almighty says to you, young man? He says, you're wired the way you are for a reason. You see, this generation says, I ain't waiting for it. I want it now. I want to make my money now. I'm trying to do my thing now. Like, they don't believe it. You know, we were grinding it out. Right? Yeah, we understood what that work was. Yeah, in this generation, they're like, oh, work? Who? But the Lord God Almighty says, that's what I need. That's what I need in my kingdom. He says, because this generation is going to do more. You're going to go farther and you're going to accomplish much. You know why? Because the faith that is needed, hallelujah, ain't connected to your work. It's connected to you knowing that Jesus Christ already finished it. So because your mind and your heart is already postured a certain way, you're able to get solutions now, resources now. Hallelujah. You're able to move mountains now, not later. So he says, I want the generation of today for today's problems. And he says, so I'm calling you, hallelujah, to a life of consecration. Hallelujah. So what is consecration? Consecration is devoting yourself in worship and service to the Lord. That's what it is. It's I'm devoting myself, Lord. I'm giving myself up in worship and in service to the Lord. That's what consecration is. I saw consecration in the best example I could ever see. And every time I come home, if I'm preaching, Mama always does something to reinforce what God is saying to me. She in the kitchen and she looks at her little bag of tangerines. She goes, ah! It's a bad one in the bag. And immediately she began to consecrate the tangerines. She's like snatching them out the bag and putting the good ones on the side so that she can throw away the one, hallelujah, that was going to contaminate the other good ones. This is what consecration looks like. So the Lord says, Ebony, go into New Jerusalem, hallelujah. Speak to the generation in the sanctuary and those who are listening online and tell them, I'm snatching them out the bag. Yeah, I'm snatching you out the bag. Why? Because he said it's not going down like this. It's not. He said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, plans to give you hope and a future. That's the plan of the Lord for your life. Why would we look to anything else? Hallelujah. So the Lord is taking, hallelujah, taking peace. He's calling you. You're here to come out of the bag, to come out from amongst the bad tangerines. Okay? This word will not miss its mark. All right? You've been thinking about getting out the bag. God's saying, make a move. Because it cannot wait. The time is now. Hallelujah. And the level of sensitivity is absolutely urgent. Hallelujah. Why should we consecrate? Why should you consecrate? I'm getting to Isaiah, but you got to understand what it is in order to do it, right? So listen to me. Why should you consecrate? 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, but you are chosen. Yeah. You are a chosen generation. You are a chosen generation. God is saying, listen, he said, I'm not looking at Pastor Sykes no more. I want you. Yeah, I'm not worried about Joseph Price, Pastor Joseph Price. I want you. Joseph Price, Pastor Joseph Price, he ministered to his generation. Pastor Sykes, he ministered to his generation. And yes, they do continue to minister. But God is looking for somebody, right? So why are you here? You're here. And you're hearing my voice tonight because you are a part of a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. You are a holy nation. This is what you belong to, whether you know it or not, right? I know you're still waiting on the outside world to validate you, but they are not gonna do it. Hallelujah. But God says, that's fine. You don't have to wait on that. He says, I validate you now in this place. You are chosen. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Listen to me. Hallelujah. 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 So the Lord is asking you tonight to give yourself up to him. That's what it is. That's what it is. And I can't get around it. Okay? This is the message. So to what end are you giving yourself up? Good question, right? Hallelujah. You're giving yourself up so that the Holy Spirit can align your life to his will. You can't do it on your own. And this world is sure not going to help you do it. Only the Holy Spirit can get you to your appointed destinations. Listen to me. I left this place not knowing where I was going, not knowing what I shall be. But let me tell you, the Lord did not miss the mark in covering me and protecting me and providing for me.